Welcome to the latest global news. Coming up, as fighting continues in South Sudan, our correspondent warns that upcoming peace talks could be undermined by the violence. And our chief international correspondent gives us her thoughts about the future of Syria. Also in our podcast, Colorado becomes the first US state to allow the legal sale of marijuana for recreational purposes. 20 years on, we look at the Zapatista rebellion in southern Mexico and ask what it achieved. And are there benefits to growing older? One interviewee tells us that life can get better for people who are over 60.
They find life a lot less stressful if they have good family relationships, they adore their grandchildren, and generally speaking, they're enjoying life to the full.
But first, bitter fighting has continued in South Sudan. The conflict erupted more than 2 weeks ago, and more than 1,000 people have been killed since then. The two sides have agreed to take part in peace talks in Ethiopia, but there's been no actual ceasefire, and mediators have warned that the negotiations in Addis Ababa could be undermined by the ongoing violence. The United Nations has told the warring factions that they're at a crossroads, but can still save the country. Emma Soames is the editor of Saga, a British magazine aimed at the over 50s.
And I think a lot of people are happier in their older age than they were, say, in their 40s and 50s. They find life a lot less stressful if they have good family relationships, they adore their grandchildren, and generally speaking, they're enjoying life to the full. I think on the whole, women find it harder than men, and probably film stars find it harder than anybody. It must be terrible for them.
So you tell us, what are some of the advantages of getting old that we lose sight of when we're thinking, actually, oh, we can ignore old people, which is what seems to be the culture in many societies, particularly Western societies?
But if you only define yourself by what you look like, then you are setting yourself up for grave disappointment. Basically, people in their 60s, they're having a pretty wonderful time.
Do you think that we in the West have some things to learn from Eastern cultures who tend to have a very different view of the way in which they regard older people in their societies?
Most definitely. I think the respect for older people that you find in some cultures would greatly benefit Western societies.